This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Will some consumers shun American goods on the biggest shopping day of the year? I'm David Brancaccio, with market players still cautiously watching signs that the first phase of a U.S.-China trade deal may be coalescing. The tariffs in question will play out on the biggest shopping day of the year. That's not the day after Thanksgiving. It is this coming Monday, the holiday in China, Singles Day, on 11-11. Those numeral ones represent singles who are expected, if not to meet up, then to shop. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports those shoppers may not be buying as much from the U.S.
A new poll from research firm Alex Partners found that 78% of Chinese consumers say they're less likely to buy American brands for the holiday, all because of how they view the trade war, says Shanghai-based Jason Ong with Alex Partners.
There is this general perception that with the trade war, the American government isn't exactly playing fair, and it's really hurting the local companies, and they feel like it's been unfairly targeted.
That may mean trouble for U.S. companies. Ong says retail stalwarts Nike or Apple may weather the storm, but smaller companies may feel the impact. But even if consumers want to avoid buying U.S. goods, Ali Sheriday, an economist at Carnegie Mellon, says it's hard to know which goods those are.
We produce something in the U.S., we ship it to Canada, Canada adds something to it and then ships it to China and then comes back to the U.S. and so on and so forth.
Finally, Jason Ong at Alex Partners says what consumers say they'll do isn't always what they actually do. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
An electric pickup truck company called LMC has finalized its purchase of what had been General Motors' huge plant in Lordstown, Ohio. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
The plant's new owner is Lordstown Motors Corporation. It says it'll start making electric trucks at the Lordstown plant late next year. Lordstown is huge, around 6 million square feet. Most recently, GM made the Chevy Cruze there, employing thousands of workers. Lordstown Motors isn't saying how many people it will hire. The Detroit News says 400 workers will be hired initially. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Markets, Dow, S&P and NASDAQ futures are little changed, slightly down. London's FTSE is down 0.2%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The Berlin Wall came down 30 years ago tomorrow. As we've been reporting this week, Germany opted to spend a fortune uniting the lagging East with the more dynamic West. What if the United States opted to spend this kind of money, nearly $10 trillion over 30 years, adjusted for population size, to unite the strongest and weakest parts of the American economy? McKinsey Global Institute this year analyzed which U.S. counties, towns, and cities will thrive with more technology hitting the economy and which areas will fall further behind without rethinking or new investment. Today, let's get a snapshot from a place that's turned itself into a bona fide technology hub in the space of 10 years. It's the Reno-Sparks area in northwestern Nevada. Once known for a fading casino vibe, the region gained nearly 15,000 jobs in just the last year. Hillary Sheeby is the mayor of Reno. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you have land. Compared to the San Francisco Bay Area, you got low rent. You've got 320 days of sunshine a year. I'd like to say that Reno just got lucky, but give us a sense of the ways that you got the boom to come to you.
Well, you have to remember, we were the highest in foreclosures and unemployment during the recession. So kind of, I hate to say it, but really there was only one other way to go, and that's up. But I think we really looked at our city, really sort of played upon the things that were already here, but were sort of not really being highlighted. And some of that was arts and culture. We have one of the biggest and best events called Burning Man, which brings in $70 million of economic impact. So I reached out to them. We did a lot of soul searching with entrepreneurs, small businesses, those things that we really feel that make a difference in Reno and could diversify our culture. So it's been pretty amazing. You know, we really can provide a lot of qualities that, you know, other cities can't. And also, it's a great environment for companies to be able to grow and expand here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because not just about like the big kahuna that they got about 15 miles west of you, the Tesla Panasonic battery factory that's going to open next year. There's the big Apple facility. There's that giant data facility, the biggest one in the world. But I mean, you got 14,800 more jobs year over year in that region. I mean, that is dramatic. You must have done something about fostering an entrepreneurial, what would we call it, ecosystem.
Absolutely. And I think that that's critical. You really want to have that mentality of yes and a culture of yes. And how do we get there? And I think that that's really made a difference by opening up the doors to City Hall and also bringing in residents and saying, what do you want to see in your city?
Surely there must be some local tensions, though, because although your rents are cheap compared to Northern California or Southern California, they're going up because of the new businesses moving in, law of supply and demand. And some people are going to find rising rents a hardship.
Sure. I think you make a great point. You know, every city is struggling with affordable housing and mental health issues and addiction issues. And those are all things that cities that are certainly on the rise have to deal with. Because as you know, housing doesn't pop up overnight. And, you know, we've reached out to developers and said, hey, this is the time to build now, because we need housing now. And remember, in the recession, many of those developers were wiped out. Many of them went bankrupt. And we hope with that initiative, where we put some of those fees, those development and building fees on the back end, that they don't have to go out and borrow as much money. So we're constantly working on different ways that we can, you know, solve those issues. That, you know, they're very complex issues, and that's just one little tool.
Hillary Sheevy, mayor of Reno, Nevada, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
As part of the 2017 tax overhaul, stretches of land outside her city will soon become what are called opportunity zones, designed to attract long-term private investment in exchange for a tax break. These zones will be speckled across the United States. Next week here, we'll hear some stories of Marketplace listeners whose lives and careers changed when the Berlin Wall came down. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.